You know, all these, the American modernists were rather, I think, rather terrified, daunted by writing an epic. And they had to do it somehow. You know, Pound had to do it because there was the wasteland, and he had to do something, and he had to do something big and historical and massive to match that. And there was Ulysses. But it always struck me that the Cantos is the beginning of Pound really getting overwhelmed and paranoid, and that's his downfall, is the Cantos. But then the Cantos also were the kind of gold standard of ambition for all sorts of people, and certainly Williams. And, you know, he'd been thinking about Patterson, the poem Patterson, for decades before he really started writing it. And so I think that there was a kind of a fear. It wasn't like, I'm just going to write now. It was like, I need my architectural drawings here. And that's what he came up with. I mean, there weren't that many other models for him to use and look at. So I don't know. I mean, that's just I guess, again, I'm cutting him some slack. It's just that he doesn't ever do that anywhere else. He doesn't have such a symbolic template in anything else he writes.